Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, a tough one last night. I know the first period got off to a great start, and then the second period, they've kind of figured you guys out. What did you notice out of the Gophers after watching film that they were able to kind of get back at you guys?
Well, they do such a great job of switching sides. You know, we were trying to get them to one side, trying to hem them in, but they do such a good job of getting to the open side where there's open ice. And then they like that stretch pass. Offensive zone, we struggled just with the 1v1 coverage. A lot of that has to do with their size, their speed, their skill. But there's things we could do better. There was times where we could have just gotten a stop along the wall, and we were just a little slow, a little tentative, and that's all they needed. And then we were just a little lax again in our coverage. You know, we would have we would have wings outside the dots when we did not have possession of the puck, and they know their responsibility is inside the house helping out. And first goal is an example of that. There was another goal that was an example of that, and then obviously there were some rebound goals that they scored. So none of it's skill related, Kelly. It's just an area you got to be committed to playing the right way, and we talked a lot about that today. So hopefully we'll go out there today and play that way.
Well, I know Kerrigan played a heck of a game. She made some highlight reel saves, coming up with 43 of 50. You know, got to tell her to keep her chin up because none of those are really her fault. But what do you guys got to do as far as helping your goalie out on those rebounds?
Well, that's what we talked about. I said our goalies are good enough to, they're gonna make that first save. But you know, we've got to help them out. We've got to, and it's awful tough when they're right on top of you. And that's, you know, good in Minnesota. First of all, they go to the net. And we pointed that out. They go to the net. They have people in front of the net, and that's where it all starts. And conversely, on our end, we were showing clips where our players are on the outside. And I said, if you want to score, you got to go to the net. Here's a perfect example: three of their players are lined up in front of our goal, and then eventually a rebound comes to one, and they score. So we have to do a better job. It's having that mentality of owning your net front and getting sticks and staying with checks. And again, it's hard work, Kelly. It's hard, but if you want to be successful, that's how you have to play. It's not supposed to be easy, and we learned a tough lesson again last night.
Offensively, I know the Gophers' defense is really good about keeping away people out in front of their net. How do you get past that?
Yeah, they do a really good job protecting that box, and it's hard to get inside. But again, you've got to pay that price. You've got to get there, and you got to be willing to take. You're going to take some cross checks and whatnot, and. But that's what you have to do. You got to go to the front of the net. You got to create traffic, and because obviously their goalies are good, and if they see it, they're going to stop it. And so we had some really good low to highs, and our defense were getting shots through, but we just did not have anybody taking Lauren's eyes away, and obviously she's going to make that save. So it's making that commitment, being willing to pay the price, and going there and stopping and being a pest.
Well, I looked at your lines for today. You made some changes. My question is, how difficult is it for a player if you take them from the right wing to the left wing and vice versa?
They're all good enough players. They can certainly handle it. There's some little things they got to do a little bit differently in terms of the breakout. But they're all talented enough that they certainly can handle it. Taylor Nelson's been playing on the left side for most of the year, and she's done extremely well. And Kayla Santel, up until yesterday, would have been playing on the right side and had a string of about three really, really impressive games. So, again, at this level, they're certainly good enough to be able to handle that.
What was the decision on changing those couple of lines?
Just trying to get a spark. Just trying to get something going a little bit. Huntsie was with Grayson and Paige in early in the year, and they did outstanding. And they certainly had some juice in the past. Gabby with Taylor and Linda had been doing extremely well up until, they had a really good weekend last weekend and had been playing some really solid hockey. And then Paige Anderson and Claudia and Kayla were outstanding against St. Thomas. So, with Lydia out, there were some changes that we had to make. So we're just hoping that this lineup will give us a spark tonight. We can get some juice offensively.
Continuing on our conversation about National Girls and Women in Sports Week, former BSU Beaver Tina Campa was awarded the Breaking Barriers Award this week in the Minnesota chapter of the National Girls and Women in Sports, and obviously had such an impact on BSU sports, but also the sports outside of Bemidji State with her founding the Minnesota Unbounded. Talk about what it means to have a player like that come out of Bemidji and just set that kind of example.
Yeah, just tremendously proud of what Tina's has done. You know, she started this as a player at Bemidji State. She's just followed through with all the work that she's doing and creating opportunities for players that don't normally get an opportunity to play hockey. She started a team that's all different nationalities and they've. You know, that's grown, and more players are getting involved. And you know, it was fun. I was talking to Jen Flowers, our commissioner, yesterday about Tina, and she said she's a little person, obviously height wise, right? She's a little person, but she's doing big things, and that's just that is so true. And just so proud of Tina for what she's doing, and she's a tremendous leader, and she wants to make an impact, and she's decided this is how she's going to do it, and I just give her a ton of credit because she's a go getter, it's fun to watch your former players excel and for Tina to do what she's doing. I think that's really cool.
Well, I know the Minnesota Whitecaps are doing a special fundraiser for them tonight for the Minnesota Unbounded and Hockey Ninjas. And obviously, speaking of the Whitecaps, and obviously with the Olympics going on, lots of great things for women's hockey. But talk about what it means to have three former Beavers on the Whitecaps playing pro hockey.
Yeah, that's great. Again, just really proud of those players. Got a chance to visit with Mac Lange this weekend, and I know she has a game tonight, and I know Haley's playing and Steph. So, yeah, it's same thing. We've had players that have gone overseas and have played professionally over in Europe, but when they're playing in the home state in a team in a league that gets a lot of publicity, it's really fun, and it's great for obviously great for our program. But just really proud of those women that have the wherewithal and they want to keep playing and they're getting that opportunity.
Talking about tonight's game, what's going to be a key to getting a win, and what kind of advice can you give to your goalie tonight that's starting?
You know what? Our goal is, Hannah's going to start tonight. They're ready for it. I mean, they're going to give us a chance. We talked about it earlier today, Kelly. We've got to play the right way. We've got to be committed to playing the right way. And that's, you know, we showed them all the video, and we said none of this is skill related. Absolutely none of this is skill related. It's at mentality. It's having the commitment of playing the right way. And that's what we need to do. Obviously we're playing a tremendous team. We know that they're very, very talented. You know, that's a challenge right there. But you know, if we're going to play like we played last night, it's going to be real easy for them. And we can't do that. We've got to make it hard for them, give our goalies some help, because our goalies will make that first save for us. And we got to be there to help clean up those rebounds. And we've got to spend more time in the offensive zone. We've got to make life difficult for their goalies.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.